Hi everyone, welcome to Boss Talks with A, Growing Through It.
Welcome back. We are now in episode number 4. I am so excited to be recording these episodes. I get to express myself a lot and I just love it. I'm going to just share some tips and cool apps I've been using with running my business. If you guys don't mind, grab your pen and your notebook so you can just take some notes. So the first app we're going to get into is Plan, P-L-A-N-N. Now this is a scheduling app for your Instagram posts, Facebook posts, TikTok posts, and Twitter posts. A lot of us aren't on all social medias, but if you want to keep all of your social medias up to date, this app is perfect. You can have hashtags, you can upload all of your media, all the content that you create. You can also schedule the post. Now before you couldn't schedule the post, now you are able to schedule, which I do all the time because I know every day when I'm working, I don't want to have to go into Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and have to manually schedule my posts. What I can do, I can sync it all on into one and then schedule my post, have my caption ready, and boom, done. This is why I love to get work done for the full month, so I have extra time to focus on other projects, other clients, and other things. And the best thing, some extra me time. So that's number one. Number two is Canva. I know you all guys heard of Canva. Canva is my go-to. I'm no professional designer, but listen, my content will always look professional. And Canva has just helped my business a lot because I don't have a person to do content for me. I don't have to buy Photoshop. We're in a pandemic right now. Business is a little slow. So I'm saving me an extra coin. And yeah, Canva has everything. You can do Instagram stories, Instagram posts, YouTube thumbnails, PowerPoint presentation. If you don't have Microsoft, it's just everything. And I just love Canva. Number three is Google Assistant. I just had to re-download Google Assistant. I just kept forgetting to write some things down. And you know, we're always by our phones. Why not use it? You just click the voice button, the microphone on it. You tell Google Assistant what you want them to do and they do it. And it's such a great help because now I can set reminders, add things to my Google Calendar, which will sync to my business email, which is another great way of working and like having that extra free time. Number four is InShot. Now lately I've been doing more videos for my businesses and just getting in front of the camera because I want people to see who is running these businesses. I don't want to hide behind a picture or a logo. I want people to actually get to know me and see me. InShot helps with doing videos, collages, and I'm learning to have patience when editing, especially this podcast, which I just love that I challenge myself. And number five is Trello. Now, Trello is used for when you have projects. You can share information, photos, links to URLs, links to project, links to website, to your client, your team members. It just keeps all of your information in one software, which is so great. Like Google Drive is another one, but Trello is really good because you can share boards, upload documents, you can do it all. So those are the cool apps I've been using to run my businesses, and it just helps, and I always introduce that to my client. Now I also want to share a time saving tip with you guys. When scheduling posts, what I do first is I look at my calendar and I try to play around with how many times I want to post a day. Now they say post 2 to 3 times a day. Me, sometimes I like to do 2, sometimes I do 3, sometimes I don't want to give up all my, you know, information in one day. I'll do weekly, but I'll just have like a certain type of theme. I don't really like a theme, but what I like to do is now is I'll say like for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll schedule, post something Thursday in my story, and then Friday back to posting on my page. And the weekend, I don't really work weekends, so I just keep an eye out of what worked and what didn't work. And when using Plan, the scheduling app, later is also a good software to use. You can schedule to all your social media platforms. Well, and then after that, I create my content based on how many times I'm going to post. What I do is I just create a whole bunch of content. I try to stay with certain themes, like I have with starting with the business tips. I'm almost up to 20. Next time after I get to 20, I want to go to the behind the scenes of business operations of running a business, like after starting a business. I just want people to know the tips and the steps that they need to continue to take so they can learn the right way to run a business. So after that, I create my content and then I already have my time slot. So now is getting the stuff into the software. So I upload all of the content for that month. I also have another tip. I use copy.ai. It helps with Instagram captions, email headers, everything. If some of us aren't good captioners, you can go right on there. I just made that word up, y'all. But if you're not good with making a caption for your post, that website helps with a lot and saves a lot of time. You're able to save it. You're able to copy in a document. So when you go into your scheduling software, all you have to do is copy and paste and select the times that you want to do, and boom, life is just easy. Remember to always work smarter, not harder. So yes, I wanted to come on here and share that with you guys. There's also going to be new blog posts coming this month, so I'm so excited about that. I miss writing. I just been a little funk lately. I still want to continue to help and network and support all of you amazing entrepreneurs out there. Until we talk again, everybody have a blessed day, whatever day you're listening to this on. Continue to keep going. Don't give up. Stay motivated. You got this. Somebody sees you working. I see you working. I appreciate all the work that you're doing, all the work that you're giving back, and just continue to learn and grow.